The destruction Helene left in North Carolina's mountains has overshadowed another climate-related crisis at the other end of the state, one that's playing out with implications for coastal communities around the country. WUNC's Jay Price reports from the Outer Banks, where rising sea levels mean houses are falling into the ocean at an accelerating pace.
Rodanthe is among more than half a dozen communities scattered along the 70-mile-long Cape Hatteras National Seashore. Houses here are built on pilings high above the sand, but where the seashore's superintendent, Dave Halleck, was standing on a recent day, they're no longer out of reach of the Atlantic.
Before those three houses collapsed, we had a house collapse here on August 16th. So it's been four houses just within the last couple of months.
Six houses in the village have fallen this year, and 11 in the past 4 years, and more are poised to go at any time because the beach is washing away. That erosion has been turbocharged by rising sea levels, fueled by human-caused climate change. Halleck pointed to one house at sea, totally surrounded by water. Nearby, other houses have waves wash under them at high tide. More and more, the problem on the minds of officials like Halleck isn't how to save such houses. It's how to remove them before they collapse and leave leaking septic systems and scattered debris for miles down the beach.
Hi, how are you?
Halleck's uniform had drawn the attention of Tim and Heather Manbevers, late-season tourists from Ohio visiting Nag's Head, about 30 miles north. They'd driven down just to see the place where houses are falling in. Tim Manbevers gestured at the house surrounded by water and asked the question a lot of people have.
I just wonder why they just let them go into the ocean.
Because it's expensive to tear them down.
Really?
I'm guessing most of them would rather wait for it to collapse and then they would be able to get some reimbursement from their insurance company.
Federally backed FEMA flood insurance won't pay until the houses collapse.
It's all become a function of money.
Bobby Outen is the Dare County manager and attorney.
You either pay to have beach nourishment, you pay to demolish homes, or you pay to remove homes, or you pay to clean up homes.
By nourishment, he means rebuilding a beach by pumping sand onto it. That can protect homes, or at least buy them time, but it's costly. This summer, FEMA denied a county request for $40 million to rebuild the beach at Rodanthe.
What's happening now is because there's no money to do the nourishment and there's no money to buy or to move the houses, the houses are falling. Because it's in the park, the owners are responsible for cleaning it up. And so the owner's taking, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 of their $250,000 FEMA money and cleaning up the mess as best they can and pocketing the rest of the money, and that's how they're getting removed. That's not good for the beaches. That's not good for the neighbors. That's not good for anyway, but that's what's happening.
Since the erosion at Rodanthe is moving with unusual speed, even by modern standards, it's become a kind of lab for local, state, and federal officials trying to figure out what to do about the increasing number of doomed houses. More than 750 homes along North Carolina's coast are now considered threatened, according to an August report from the state and the National Park Service.
So we're looking at, you know, several hundred structures that could be put at risk due to a major storm or major erosion event that could happen pretty much any time.
Tancred Miller is director of the State Division of Coastal Management, and like Halleck, was part of the group that developed the report. It made recommendations for ways the local, state, and federal governments could remove houses before they fall.
Bottom line is there really is no silver bullet.
And there's little funding for any of the approaches, says Outen, the county manager.
The folks that have to set the policy, they all get it. It's just finding a way to pay for it.
The county has applied for a FEMA grant to buy and demolish perhaps 20 homes, while still trying for federal money for nourishment. The Park Service, meanwhile, bought out two threatened homes last year, but doesn't have funding for more. U.S. Representative Greg Murphy, who represents the Outer Banks, is co-sponsoring a bill that would let federal insurance pay for demolishing or moving houses, but its chances are unclear. The problem looms in other states, too, says Rob Young, director of the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University.
The homes that are being lost in Rodanthe are a harbinger for things to come on shorelines across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast of the United States of America.
Those regions are especially vulnerable to climate-driven sea level rise. He says the nation is far from coming to terms with the idea that so many structures will have to come down, let alone coming up with long-term plans and funding for what he calls a managed retreat from the sea.
We cannot hold every shoreline in place for forever. You know, at the moment, we are almost literally trying to build one beach from Saco, Maine to Padre Island, Texas, by pumping sand and doing what we call beach nourishment projects.
Young says the wisest course in Rodanthe may be to find a way to buy out the most threatened homes and meanwhile work to put systemic fixes in place like those recommended in the report. His project found it would cost about $43 million to remove about 80 homes.
What we're learning from Rodanthe is that we don't have a great approach in place for how we can keep these homes from toppling into the sea.
But whether we manage that retreat from the water or let it happen chaotically on its own, it will happen. The sea, he says, is coming. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.